Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone, and Leslie Gold. You know, here on the show, we like to focus on fascinating people and the interesting work they're doing. And Joanna Dimitrakis is one of them. She is a filmmaker who has directed and produced numerous films. Her first documentary, Woman House, is about a groundbreaking feminist art installation. It won the AFI Independent Filmmakers Grant and a place in the Whitney Museum's New American Filmmaker Series. And then her second documentary, right out of history, The Making of Judy Chicago's Dinner Party, aired on PBS and the BBC. Her many documentaries have been in so many museum collections and shows. And now in the process, with her team, of lensing feminists, what were they thinking? Welcome to the show, Joanna. Tell me about the genesis of it. Where did this concept come from? How did this begin?
Well, there's a book that came out in the 70s. I was very involved in the 70s and 80s, and particularly the 70s in feminism. And I went through a huge personal awakening because I was already 30, you know. So I was like, I had grown up in a very sexist world and didn't really even know it, you know, until the 60s, actually. But still, even then, I only knew it from the point of view of, like, okay, it was out there, but it didn't really have anything to do with me, you
right,
know?
Right.
And I really couldn't look at myself, you know, and see how personally it had affected me. And it really had affected me because I was a painter before I was a filmmaker. And I pulled back from the world of painting, even though I didn't stop painting, because it was utterly, utterly dominated by men. And I wouldn't admit it to myself, you know, because it would be kind of failure, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had like a personal experience of that, and becoming a filmmaker helped me break through that more, of course. But so in the 70s, there was a photographer, Cynthia McAdams, in Los Angeles, who wanted to do a book. She felt that she had also been affected by a women's movement and so forth, and she felt that women looked different than we looked in the 50s and the 60s. We just looked different. It wasn't clothes. It wasn't working out. We just had a different vibe.
It was like an aura or an essence.
It was like the different, you know, to tell you the truth, what it's about is it was really about having freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between having real freedom, total freedom, utter freedom to be who you are and kind of know that and be free of, you know, posturing or groveling or whatever it was, or taking second place and so forth, that somehow we looked different. So she went out and she shot a wonderful, huge group of photographs of her friends in L.A. and her friends in New York and people on the street, and just went out and shot women in different situations. And so she came out with a book of photographs. I'm looking for it right now to see if I can have it in front of me. It's called Emergence. And I always loved that book. I happened to be one of the people in the book, and I always thought it was a book that should become a film.
Mm-hmm.
Not a film that's just about the book, but a book that inspires a film. And so it took years for us to get together on this, and then finally I decided it was time. It was time to make this film.
And so it's based on the photographs in that book and the
film. It's inspired. It's
okay.
Inspired by the, I wouldn't say it's based on the photograph because it goes into opens up in a whole other world. But it was definitely inspired by the photographs.
And so now, so many years later, how have you evolved? How have the women in the book evolved? And what is the arc of the film as it's in the process of being made?
Well, you know, this is a very, you know, I won't use the word experimental because that scares people, but it's a film that's being made that is going to come out of how it's made. It's not a film that has been dictated ahead of time because it's a dialogue with the women who are in the book. So I have a separate dialogue with each woman, and not every woman, of course, because there's like 100 people in the book. But So I have a dialogue with them, but we also have a dialogue through the editing process with culture. So we're using culture as a backdrop to what was the culture then in the 60s and 70s, and what is the culture now in relation to women and who women are and women's freedom and women's place in the world, and is it better now? And we're, you know, so we're looking at commercials, at movies, at television, at art, at all kinds of cultural expressions of America in the 70s and America in the 2015.
And so when you look back to the 70s, remembering where you were then and to where you are now, what do you think? How do you feel society and culture has shifted, or has it?
I feel it's shifted enormously, but there are such basic things that haven't shifted or have shifted only like 5% that you know, it's a big deal. And I think the reason why, and that's why I think this film, I don't know why I think this film, personally think it's important, of course, but why I think it's important is because the women's movement is not like any other movement. If you look at the movements about race or about economy or about religion, if you look at what Jews went through, if you look at what blacks have gone through, it's a very different battle than what women, because women and men are the basis for humanity. And what's different about men and women that's not different about these other races or economic demographics is hormones. Mm-hmm. Hormones. We are different from each other. And we have learned so much in the last 30, 40 years, since the 70s, 30 years, 30 plus years. We've learned so much about who we are and who men are. But like any other, and men were, let's face it, it's still quote unquote a man's world. It's still quote unquote a man's world from the point of view of political power, economic power, physical power, you know, all the different powers. I mean, there's just no question about it. It still is. And so it's not about like overthrowing something. Except sexism. It'd be nice to overthrow sexism. But it's not really about that. It's about finding how to communicate who we are and taking possession of ourself, being a free person. And it's up to men to figure that out and come on along for the ride.
And embrace the concept as well.
Of course, yeah.
And in this making of this film, the process which you're in the process of now, so it's really an organic artwork.
That's right.
We don't know what's going to happen, right? It's organic. You're in the
right
middle of it at this point, and you have celebrities that are Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. What have you learned from them as a person and as a filmmaker, Joanna?
Well, for one thing, everybody's been enormously, wonderfully honest. That has been a real just wonderful for the film. The way I've approached it is that I've told people that what I'm interested in is the personal. And the political, we could talk about abortion and so forth, we could talk about all the political aspects until we're blue in the face. But I think what's going to wake people up and what's going to interest people and have them thinking in a new way is if you could talk about your personal life. What was it like when you were a kid? What's doors closed? What doors opened? How can you express the freedom that you enjoy today? And who are you, you know? That's what we're doing. We're pursuing the personal. And we're intercutting it with the culture, with TV ads about weight or about whatever, you mm-hmm. know, with stories, with historic happenings, with political situations like abortion. And for instance, looking at what was in the 70s when we finally did get the rights to abortion and in the 21st century when we still have to fight for those rights. How much has changed?
It's pretty fascinating. You know, the more things change, the more they say the same. It's a famous expression, unfortunately. But the name of the film is Feminists, What Were They Thinking? Joanna Dimitrakis is the director and producer, a great team of people working on this in process.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we'll be looking forward to the finished product very soon, Joanna. And I thank you so much for joining us on America Weekend.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for your great questions.
I'm Valerie Smaldone along with Leslie Gold. More coming up next on the Envision Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.